Welcome to another episode of Why Your Story Podcast, coming to you from the home of SVI Media. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And together we are
Why Your Story. We are getting so good at it.
We are so good at
it. It's like we're Siamese twins.
My heavens, it's like we've done this 100,000 times. One of these days we're going to get it good, like real good.
I know. I think today might be the day. Yes.
I don't think so. That was not perfect.
Okay.
And together we are Why Your Story. See, we're still off. I was flat.
I was sharp.
Okay, I rest my case. Welcome, everyone. So we are now in the, ninth week of summer. We've got like 3 days left of summer.
Maybe four.
Four days left of summer.
I think we have 10 days of rain, so yeah.
Oh, my word. We have had rain this year, haven't we?
We've had so much. It's been a really wet year, but I like it.
I feel so bad for all those ranchers out there that have got their hay. It's just black.
It makes you so sad
when you go past all the work that goes into that. This year, you know, Steve, your husband, tried to bail me out because I was circling the toilet bowl that couple nights, and I burned up a baler.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Travis is all by himself, 2 a.m. with a big blazing baler.
Steve loves it, though, like at nighttime when he's bailing.
Me too.
Yeah.
But not when your baler's on fire.
Oh, no.
It adds a whole element of, of I need to get out of here type thing. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what?
What?
He needs you. He wants to add, like, I don't know, hydrogen and gasoline torch. We have this gopher in our backyard.
Oh yeah.
So you
need,
really?
You need pest control.
Okay. Will you come over?
I don't like the hydrogen bomb stuff.
Okay, then what are you going to do with him? How are you going to get rid of this gopher?
Is it just a gopher?
Well, I don't
know. Let's just trap the gopher.
Well,
there's less invasive ways of doing this.
Of dirt come up every day.
Okay. So yeah, it's gopher. We just come trap him.
Oh.
And we skin him and make fur coats.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. It takes about 1,202, I think, gophers to make a fur coat. But you can do it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they sell on the Chinese market.
Oh, I bet. That's the thing they probably do.
I'm sure they do somewhere.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, but really, I need your help.
Okay, we'll come over and do some gopher trapping.
And you're not going to bomb? I don't know if it will be to come.
Have you seen the YouTube videos of the guys that don't know what they're doing, that just fill the earth with hydrogen and light it?
No, Brother Hoops is the one that told him about it.
I know.
And then he got all Schwarzenegger on
me. So Brother Roland Gardner, you know Brother Gardner there?
Yeah, yeah.
He has one.
Oh! Yeah. Don't tell Steve.
And yeah, he has one, and he almost walks with a limp.
Oh, you're kidding?
No. Roland, when you listen to this, you can verify it. So, anyway, they're not a toy. So don't let Steve near one. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, today, everyone, we are excited. We've got a wonderful couple with us today.
We sure do.
From Star Valley, and we've picked them. It's been a little bit of a process because they're very busy people.
Very.
Getting in studio with us today. But we have Dan and Holly Ordina in studio with us today. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, good to be with you.
Are we saying your last name right?
Ordina, yep, that's correct.
Where does that come from?
It's Polish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would never have guessed that.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's Polish.
I thought it was like Mexican.
Yeah, my dad is...
that's Ortiz.
Oh, yeah,
Ortiz,
stop.
Ortega, or whatever.
Yeah, Ortega.
Yeah, it gets slaughtered sometimes.
Mostly.
But the joke is when Holly calls people and they ask for her name, she says, Holly Ordina, and they then say, which one do you want me to call you?
Holly
or Dina. Call me Dina. I love it.
That is the best.
Yeah, so we were joking that we were going to call our first, our daughter, Dina. Yeah.
I love it.
So then her name would be Dina or Dina.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so
clever.
Funny.
But you didn't, right?
We didn't do that. No.
That's great. Oh, my goodness.
So Dan is the CEO, correct?
Yeah.
Would that be the title?
Yeah.
Of Star Valley Health.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been in that role now for?
Oh, 2.5 years, a little over 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
2.5 years.
And did you just do it like that was your first time, or what's your history?
Like you graduated high school, came right to Star Valley Health. Yeah,
you'd say, I want to be a CEO of a hospital.
Yeah.
No, actually, I'm a recovering attorney and CPA.
No kidding.
Really?
Yep. I was going to be a tax attorney coming out of law school, and Holly's dad is an orthopedic surgeon.
Oh, wow.
And so he kind of got me into healthcare out of law school. And so my first job out of law school back in, I don't know, 2000, 2001 was negotiating managed care contracts down in Arizona. And I took the bar down there, passed it, thought it would be a good backup. But I've never left healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And so over the last, 20 plus years, I've just gone from, one job. We've lived in Arizona. We've lived in Texas. We've lived in Oregon. We've lived in Idaho. And now we live in beautiful Star Valley.
That's true. That's great. Yes. Where did you start? What state?
In Arizona.
In Arizona, you too?
Yes. I mean, we didn't meet there.
Oh, okay.
But we moved there after Dan graduated from law school.
Oh, wow. How did you meet?
We met when we were both students at BYU.
And the crowd goes crazy.
That's right. Yes. Go Cougs.
So I bleed blue. Blue. I bleed blue. And we joined the Big 12, right?
Yeah.
And who makes fun of us for joining the Big 12? The Utes, okay? Yeah.
And then what do they do?
And then what do they do?
We beat you. That's what we do. We beat you. No. That's what's going to happen.
You just got kicked out of your conference. And so now you're coming over. Oh, we didn't mean anything saying about the Big 12. We'll come back and play with you.
Why'd you get out of it in the first place?
We never were in the Big 12.
Oh.
Travis, I don't know about you, but I have been a punching bag for a bunch of Wyoming fans.
Dude.
ever since I moved here.
Dan, all you have to do is send up the signal, man, and I am right there swinging with you. I have fought my own battles, and now don't get me wrong, and I think you'll agree with me. I mean, there's nothing wrong with cowboy football.
No.
Unless you like to win. Just teasing. So much rather cheer for the Cowboys than the Utes. And I do cheer for the Cowboys. When they're not playing the Cougars, I do cheer for the Cowboys.
Tell Dan and Holly what you woke up to one day. It was a blessing in disguise.
It was a rivalry between the Utes and
we
might
have won again.
Mm-hmm. And they did win us that year. Oh, and there was like this big red bra at the end of
my road.
Gigantic.
One of the biggest ever made.
And I was so mortified that...
And then we sprayed paint on your gravel, remember? We did all that. Go Utes. I love the Utes.
Yeah. So
I
called Coach Satake and I said, look, we can't do this another year. So the next year we soundly beat them.
Whatever.
So we did.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah.
Anyway, so tell us... Holly, tell us where you're from. Tell us about your background a little bit.
Okay, so I grew up mostly in Boise, Idaho.
Okay. Oh.
I
love Boise.
Yeah, it's a great place. Both my sets of grandparents were from there. Both my parents grew up there. We bounced around a lot when I was a little girl. My dad was going to medical school and residency. But that's where we ended up, and that's where I graduated from.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, and lots of family still back in that area.
That area.
And so you went from Boise to BYU.
Correct.
And that's where you met Dan. Yes. And now are we talking Provo? Is that what we're talking? No, we're not talking the Idaho side. Okay.
Same apartment complex. So there's really nothing sexy about the story.
Yeah.
No, it's your typical.
It's just your typical, hey, you're good looking. Let's get together.
It wasn't a, hey, let's go to family home evening or anything. Was that nothing like that?
No, but it was, I did have a car, and he did not.
Okay.
So did you ask me out because you needed my car?
Well, a little bit of both. I am a resourceful guy.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And how many years have you been married and how many kids?
We've been married 27 years, and we have 5 kids.
Oh, nice. And where are they at?
So we have one daughter. She's our oldest.
Nice.
She's 25, and she is currently living in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio.
Cambry. I met another Cambry that's going to high school.
Yeah, Star Valley
here
High.
Here at Star Valley High.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's cool.
So she's out there. She's married. Her husband is going to the Ohio State for medical
school. Wow, that's awesome.
So she's there now, and we miss her dearly.
Yeah.
Very cool. Oh.
And then we have two sons that are both studying down at BYU. The older of the two, McKay, is married to a girl we love, Keely, and she's also down there. And then Hunter, he is our third, and he's down there studying as well.
And what are they studying? Just curious, at BYU.
So McKay just got into the, I can't ever say this.
Entrepreneurial management program.
Okay.
Okay.
Entrepreneur.
I couldn't say that either.
So I think you have to be pretty smart to be into the entrepreneurial program. I can't say it either.
Travis.
Entrepreneurial?
See, entrepreneur. Yep.
Yep. That's because I went to the U. Yeah.
That's why I'm an EMT.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
And so, then we got two more.
And then the other one at BYU is still doing generals, but thinking something business.
Okay.
Fun.
And then our two youngest moved here with us. They were the only ones still in the house when we moved here. And they are twin boys.
Fun.
That are seniors this year at Star Valley High.
That's great.
And so they both worked for me this last summer at the Weed and Pest.
Fun.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah.
Yep, we had a good time.
Did you
had
did
a good
they like
and you,
it?
And you were a great boss.
They were good kids. The boys were really fun. The girls worked harder than the boys. I have to put the shout out to my girls out there because it was a contest every day. The boys would come in like, no way. How did they do it? No way.
They say, Travis, that you gave them the easy assignments.
I gave the girls the easy assignments. I really did.
Yeah.
But I expect my boys to be tougher nails.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And they were. They did a good job.
That's awesome.
They climbed a few mountains.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, wow.
They did straight up and straight down.
And it was good character building. And we appreciate you, what you did for them.
And they really enjoyed you.
I love my kids during the summer. We always have a good bunch of kids, and I love them, so...
I love that age group of kids.
Yeah, they're good kids.
How fun.
Okay, so now you're in Star Valley,
mm-hmm.
and you've been through two winters, or one and a half, or...
Boy, I've been
or
through
just one...
One, two...
24 months of winter.
Two and a half. Yeah, we've been through two and a half. Last winter, that was one for the ages.
It was brutal.
Yeah, it was...
Yep.
That's brutal. Ugly.
Yeah.
We heard that was very rare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could cause people to move out of the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say, so I don't know, but the Farmer's Almanac is calling for another brutal
I heard that too.
Winter.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they say, you know, when the barley starts turning yellow at this time, when you start getting your first frost at this time, look out, and we're getting it. So
okay. I grew up in Mountain Green, Utah.
Oh, okay.
Up by Snow Basin Ski Resort.
Yeah.
And so snow to me, eh. You know, no biggie. I actually love it.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful. You know, it's just, here in the Star Valley, it just goes on for so long.
Yep. Right.
It's not the, you know, it's just not the,
sure.
You know, the snow, it's just, it's wonderful. But mm-hmm. I think you just have to kind of pace yourself with how long you have it.
Yeah. So do you ski?
I do.
Yeah.
And when I turned 40, my boys wanted me to learn snowboarding. And so I did it. And that is not good for an old man's body.
So the emergency room doctors love snowboarders that are elderly.
Yeah.
Ski patrolled for 20 years at Powder Mountain.
Yeah.
And people tried. We had border patrollers. They weren't very effective, by the way. You know, trying to get a gurney and stuff. They're like doing their 1 foot thing. But I couldn't either. I looked so ridiculous. I mean, my arms, you know, I was always on the ground. Skiing's just to me so much easier. But
yeah, so Morgan Valley kind of reminds me of home.
Yeah.
The Star Valley.
Yeah.
Just growing up.
I agree.
And, you know, with a bunch of good salt of the earth people. There's dairy farmers there. There's. Mm-hmm. There's ranchers, there's mink farmers, there's all sorts of folks that, you know, that I grew up with in a small high school in Morgan.
Yeah.
And so that's...
Oh, so you went to Morgan High.
I went to Morgan High.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
Very cool. That's awesome. Neat.
So the inquiring minds of Star Valley, I always want to know, the hospital. So you take the reins of the hospital. So what's it like operating Star Valley Health in Afton, Wyoming? What's that like? What are the challenges? What are the good things? Of course, we are the good things, but what are some other good things about Star Valley Hill?
Well, this is way more challenging than I thought it was going to be.
Mm.
And why I say that is trying to deliver medicine in, you know, more rural parts of the
sure.
United States
mm-hmm.
and with scarcer resources,
mm-hmm.
that's tough.
Yes.
And trying to figure out how to do that, it takes some ingenuity
mm-hmm.
and figuring out how to get those resources. That's really the challenge.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, I've worked in bigger hospitals, you know, been a CEO of bigger hospitals, middle-sized hospitals. This is the smallest hospital I've worked in.
Really?
And, but I would say that what sets Star Valley Health apart from any place that I've worked is just the commitment of the people for the community and their families and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
they, you know, there's a spirit of just relying on each other,
mm-hmm.
right? That's very palpable.
Right.
For
and,
sure.
And even though there's differences of opinion and, you know, the community sometimes can have, differences of how something should be solved, when it's all said and done, folks know how to come together.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I agree. And I like differences anyway. Holly.
Yes.
We haven't asked her very many questions.
Yeah, it's Holly's turn.
Oh, that's just fine.
Turn.
I don't mind when Danny
no,
has
no,
more chances than me.
Oh, we're coming back, Dan. We're
oh,
not
yeah.
done.
We're not done. tell me what is your biggest pet peeve about Dan?
Oh, goodness.
Well. Do you need a paper or pencil?
Oh.
I have a calculator.
Low blow, Travis.
Oh, goodness. I don't know if I have a pet peeve.
Oh, come on. There's got to be something.
Okay, well.
Come on.
I'm a little bit more organized
okay.
than Dan is.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes his mail pile gets pretty high.
Uh-huh.
Eventually it goes into a box.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that would be...
I can relate to that. Yeah. I don't like it when Steve comes home and he puts the things on the end of my clean bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts his hat and he puts his keys and he puts whatever, his backpack. And I'm thinking, you've got an area right here for that. But I've decided one day, you know what? It's all good in the end.
That's
you know?
What I figure. If that is my yeah. biggest pet peeve, that says a lot about how much
exactly
I love living with Dan.
So now I want to know what you adore and admire about your sweetheart.
I love his ability to stay calm in hard situations, to listen. I think he's a great listener when people have differing perspectives.
Yeah.
Perspectives, yes. And just his ability to work with others to come together as a group.
Nice.
He does that in our family with our children and with me and just brings
awesome.
A lot of unity.
That's beautiful.
Awesome.
That's really pretty. I don't know if you guys can't feel what I just felt, but like her whole countenance just, and there's that word again that you just love and have never heard of. Anyway,
yeah.
I love your countenance because you completely melted. It was beautiful,
oh.
what I just saw. So I wished our viewers could see that. Our listeners.
Well, our listeners can't see that.
Okay,
I'm
so,
sorry to bring this back to Earth, but I
that's funny.
I'm a little blonde some days.
So, Dan, you started out as an attorney. Why?
Well, so I got my master's in accounting from BYU
okay.
with an emphasis in taxation. And so I felt like the next step for me to, you know, my career was to learn the law. That seems like the lawyers called all the shots, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to law school and that's, and again, like I said before, I was going to be a tax attorney, but it just, you know, I was not planning on being a CEO in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
It just, that's kind of the way that life takes you.
I see. Okay.
You know? I can see where that really has helped you in your job right now, because there are legal matters and there are money matters, of course. And then, you know, Holly described it best, you know, when she just said you're a people person. So Pretty good package.
Yeah, it,
except for BYU.
I use it every day. I use my background every day to try to solve problems. But hospitals, it's all about teamwork, and you got to be able to work with people and try to work through issues on a daily basis.
Yeah,
sure. And both of you guys know.
You guys know
how complicated it can get.
It is complicated, but you know what? Some of my best friends are in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, over there. And we've had many hospital employees here on our podcast.
We have.
And in fact, I still think Dr. Cowan's interview we did is probably one of the top podcasts we've ever done.
It was pretty fun.
We went through the entire digestive system.
I bet that was funny.
Oh, it was so funny. It was so funny. If you haven't heard it, you've got to go listen to it, because we had more people comment on that podcast, because there was a comment that was made, you know, your food comes in your mouth and it goes down here, and then Dr. Cowan says something, and then that's where I go in.
And
it was so perfect.
And then he sang Elvira.
And with his low voice. Yes.
It was beautiful. And
he's a great dad.
He's so fun.
They're just wonderful people.
Yeah. Shannon's better.
Of course.
I love her. I do.
Shannon's better.
And I loved his daughter as well. She worked at Star Valley for a little while.
Yeah.
And now she's going to medical school.
It's kind of unfair to turn the husband against the wife. I mean, of course the wives are always going to be better. I mean, that's just the way the world goes. My wife would be better if she was in here, but she's not, so I'm better.
Yeah, but, you know, Travis, listen.
But I'm trying, right?
You are.
Yes, you are.
I'm trying to be better.
You're trying to be better, so am I. The fact is that Holly is my heaven.
Mm. You bet.
You know, and so we've moved around quite a bit, and anywhere you go, as long as you've got that special person that cares about you, you can live anywhere.
That's awesome. What's a perfect day for you two? I'm going to have each one of you answer if you don't mind, and I'll start with Dan.
A perfect day?
Uh-huh. For you both. For your perfect day.
Are you saying a perfect day or a perfect date?
Day.
With a why? Because I'm...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm dead.
Perfect day.
Okay, perfect day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm no different than anybody else.
The sun comes up in the morning.
Yeah. I brush my teeth.
The sky's not blood with red. I'm just thinking.
There's not fireballs.
My perfect day would be I wake up, breathing.
Have a bowel movement.
Let's talk to Dr. Cowan about that.
No,
if you're not MJ, there are pills for that.
Shush up.
Okay.
So, without question, I'm very similar to everybody else. If I have time with Holly and the kids and we're just doing any activity,
nice.
That's the perfect day for me.
Right.
Awesome.
The fam.
Yeah. The fam.
Yes. You don't have to set your alarm clock in the morning, right?
That
makes it an even better day.
Mm-hmm.
You can just sleep in as you desire.
Yes.
Hang out with one another.
Yeah.
Kind of like Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you? What's your perfect day?
Perfect day, I would say, is very similar.
Is it going to be sunny or rainy or snowing?
Sunny.
Sunny.
Get outside. Do something outside, a hike with him, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's great.
So, Holly, what do you do in the winter? I mean, this is difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, when we start doing the podcast, we hit that 10th month of winter, and we're both going nuts. I don't ski. I don't snowshoe. I like to throw snowballs at the occasional passing car, but I don't.
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you like to do in the winter?
Well, first off, we've learned that's when you take your vacations around here, right?
Right.
Because
right.
this time of year, it's absolutely beautiful here.
Right.
Yes.
So we've enjoyed getting out during the winter.
Love
but
it.
I am totally content with a book curled up on my sofa next to the fireplace. Look out the windows, and it's just gorgeous.
And your boys let you do that? They don't come in and start throwing popcorn?
Well,
I mean,
that's when I send them skiing with Dan.
Oh, fun. Do
I
you
love
ski?
It.
I've tried. And I am horrible. You attach anything to my feet and they can't function.
I would be with Holly on this.
Yeah.
So you know the net? You've been skiing before? they have that catch net where you get off the ramp. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah.
So I spent literally an hour and a half in the net.
Trying to be untangled?
Well, so your skis go one way, your poles go the other way, and I'm not the lightest kid on earth, you know? And so there's like two other guys that hop in the net with me, and we're all just bear hugging for 2 hours. I just hate it. I loathe entirely skiing. But
you know, I got to say, Holly has just immersed herself in things, all things Star Valley. She is, you know, she's a substitute teacher with seminary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Oh, fun.
Love doing that. I get to know those kids, and we have great kids.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we do.
She works Tuesdays. She just finished her shift at the temple. Mm-hmm. She works in the office there. And
yeah. That's cool. Awesome.
And then she's going around just sharing goodwill with all sorts of different neighbors, trying to cheer people up. So she,
I love it here.
She calls Star Valley her Hallmark channel.
My Hallmark town.
I love it.
Even the UPS driver, when he drops off packages,
he gives
my dog treats.
We have sweet UPS drivers.
We do.
I'm not kidding.
And they come very regularly.
Yeah, they do.
So my wife and I, so we're both originally from Central Utah, but we were struggling in the wintertime. It was like our sixth or seventh winter here, and I just looked at Megan. I'm like, we got to do something different. I'm dying. You know, I don't. I'm too top heavy to snowmobile. I just don't. So anyway, Megan got online and she got these light bulbs. And this is a real thing. So the Dr. Morgan, told Megan that she needs more vitamin D in her life. And so Megan got online. We started drinking the red milk and these big bright lights that like in our bedroom when our alarm goes off, it like fills our room with light in the morning in the winter.
Sweet.
It made a huge difference to us.
Really?
I was bordering going nuts.
Yeah.
More nuts.
Yeah. And I know you don't like to travel, but that's why I travel so much, is because I've got to get out. I've got to go to the ocean.
I like to travel to like Idaho Falls. I just don't want to go. I don't want to go anywhere further than that, pretty much.
Cabela's.
You know, Travis.
Cabela's.
There's probably several neighbors that appreciate you explaining that.
Yeah.
Because if they were looking inside your house and seeing all these weird things going on.
Yes. Well, I'm sure that when people look at me, they see these big bright lights anyway, but my legs don't see sunshine very often, and so
no.
Anyway, it's the way it goes. But yeah, you should look into the light bulb things. They are fantastic, because my wife's just like you. She loves to read, and if she could just read all winter, she'd do it too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I did not struggle. I have not struggled in the winter.
That's good.
We hear people that just say that, boy, the winters are terrible. I don't have anything to complain about. I mean,
you will.
It'll eventually get to me.
What, it was six, 7 years?
Give it 9 years.
Give it 9 years, yeah.
It hit me about 9 years, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we got this last winter was really
Hawaii
nice.
Really might look nice about right now.
Yeah,
so.
Well, maybe not Hawaii, but
yeah. Yeah, yeah, probably not
Poor
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Now.
Yeah.
Poor Hawaii.
At least Maui.
Let's not go to Maui for a little while.
Azores.
Don't know what that is.
Those are beautiful.
The Blue Mountains.
I love the Azores.
Okay, so my sister lives there. And we're looking at property there.
Are you on San Miguel or Terceda?
I'm San Miguel because, just because it has more things to do.
Yep.
But my ancestors from the 1600s went there. So I have all these really cool names over there, and went deep sea fishing with my third cousin. And anyway, this is about you guys.
No. Well, hey, I can parlay into that. Okay.
Okay.
So I served my mission in Portugal.
Okay.
So I served.
Now it makes sense.
So I served on Madeira. I served over in São Miguel, Terceira. Uh-huh. All those islands are right there in the Atlantic Ocean. Yeah.
That is so cool.
So
he needs to take me back there.
Oh my!
You haven't been back?
No.
Oh yeah.
So that's our next trip.
Okay. Well, I have plans for you to stay.
Wait till like January or February to make it really count. But now MJ is not going to stop talking about the Azores. She's
Azores.
Azores. Sorry.
Azores.
The Azores.
Azores.
What can you Azores. Say? He went to BYU. What can I say?
I did not go to BYU, but I do cheer for BYU.
That's right. You're Utah State Aggie.
I am an Aggie.
That's okay.
So
be
just
proud.
We don't have a whole lot of time left, folks, but just going back to the attorney aspect of this, Dan, you do know what is brown and black and looks good on an attorney?
No.
A pit bull? did you know that?
Well, now I do.
So we do warn people that those that come on the show, you know, we do have to throw a joke in now.
I love
again,
it. So. Yeah. I love it.
Anyway, well, we are glad that you guys came today to our show. Is there anything that you would like to say, both of you, to the listeners of Star Valley?
Yeah.
And we're probably up there around the 2,000 listeners, you know, so
2,000?
This is your chance.
Well, I'll just say thank you for welcoming our family. Aww. We have been warmly, warmly received here, and we so appreciate that.
Aww.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think people have been very gracious to us, and we it just does not go unnoticed. And that's just the quality of the people that live here. So we're very grateful to be here. And you know, the wonderful people that we've been able to rub shoulders with, they're just fantastic. And couldn't be in a happier place.
Oh, that's great. We love hearing your story, stories, and
it's always so good for us to get to know good people in the community.
Absolutely.
And it's good for everybody else.
And I've worked for a lot of CEOs at the hospital, and Dan, you're just right up there with my favorites. So,
well, thank you.
And we've had some that weren't. But I'm just going to say.
We don't want to say any names.
No, yeah. I would never.
We won't say any names.
We will not.
Not on this show.
Nope.
Well, we have some things we're trying to work out. We've got a lot of changes taking place, but we'll get through some of these these changes, and things will be really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in closing, we'll start with Holly. Holly, what would be your favorite type of music?
My favorite type of music is probably country.
Oh, good. So you can't just say country anymore, because there's 90s country, which is real country, and then there's the shiz that they play today.
Yeah.
So
I kind of like them both.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's
fair.
That is the living in America. All right, Dan, what's your favorite kind of music?
I'm an 80s dude.
Yeah. But 80s.
Like everything. I mean, we're talking alternative. We're talking country. But, we're talking heavy metal.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
So I mean, the 80s. Even my kids love the 80s.
Yeah. Who doesn't love the 80s,
right,
man?
You know?
The 80s was like when music was invented, I would say.
70s.
Brian Johnson, AC/DC is the whole.
Yeah.
Queen,
70s. No.
Kiss.
Oh, dude. Yeah. You can't beat it.
It's true. Journey.
Well, thank you again, you guys, for being on here with us today.
We've absolutely loved it.
We love
adore
your Dinas.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Getting
thank
to know you. It's been a wonderful.
Well,
pleasure.
Folks, that'll do it today for this episode of Why Your Story podcast, coming to you from SBI Media. We do want to thank our sponsor,
E. coli.
Well, let's do E. coli first.
Yes, do.
Thank you, Duke, for E. coli.
He went to come in and he just drove off.
I almost said E. coli. So let's not do that. But also Star Valley Health, we're thankful for your sponsorship and all
yes,
that you do
we
for
are.
Us.
We're grateful for Dan. For
Dan.
Having this beautiful studio that we could just
Dan Dockstetter, everyone. Thank you.
He's a great guy.
Yep.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. Take care and
be
safe out there. Be kind. Good
Ciao.
Night. Bye.
You can wholly help me with my Portuguese.
Yeah.
Because it's French Portuguese in the Azores. It's different than Portugal.
It's a little different dialect.
Yes, it is.